were evident. I wanted to devote myself to this at first, because a death by hanging would be confirmed by these marks. I leaned the head of the dead man back and scanned the underside of the jaw and the neck area where there were abrasions, which had undoubtedly been caused by a rope. "He was strangled," I noted in between. "He has the usual marks from an unprofessional suicide on the rope." I slowly wandered down with my hands a little towards his Adam's apple. There, however, I made a most astonishing discovery. "The larynx was under heavy pressure," I explained. "A massive force must have affected it. The shield cartilage is broken." "And that means?" asked Holmes, who already knew the answer. "This man didn't hang himself," I had to admit. "He was strangled by another person. The hanging on the cross took place post-mortem. It was murder." "That probably means that we have to reopen the file," Holmes said. "And my main suspect is rehabilitated," I added. "I have to apologize, Holmes. You were right, of course, as always." But we had no time to lose, so Holmes refrained from triumphing and I from more self-criticism. "What's next?" I asked, and was in fact mostly in the dark. "One thing is certain," Holmes replied.